With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The writer, Jamaica Kincaid.
This is how to sew on a button. This is how to make a buttonhole for the button you have just sewed on. This is how to hem a dress when you see the hem coming down, and so to prevent yourself from looking like the slut I know you're so bent on becoming.
Jamaica Kincaid, reading from her first published work of fiction, Girl, which appeared in The New Yorker in 1978. Kincaid has published 4 books, 3 of them fiction, tiny jewels that reflect her vivid childhood on the island of Antigua.
I do remember that I was considered lazy and a daydreamer, but now I can see that what I was doing was taking notes.
Jamaica Kincaid was also blessed and criticized for having too good a memory.
When I started to write, I knew instantly that the details of not only my life and my past, but everybody I knew and how we came to be the way we were would always haunt me, and I'd always draw on it.
Farrar, Straus, and Giroux published her most recent novel last year, Lucy, the story of a young girl who leaves her native Antigua to work as a servant for a family in New York. The story parallels Kincaid's own life, and the Lucy in Jamaica Kincaid's novel is not the most pleasant of young women.
Sort of rather like people who are difficult to like, and I'm difficult to like, I think. I always expect people won't like me, because why should they? I like myself very much, but I don't see why anyone should agree with me.
Jamaica Kincaid lives with her husband and children in Vermont. Her novel, Lucy, has been reissued as a Plume paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Perhaps the biggest single influence in the life of writer Jamaica Kincaid was her mother, a dynamic and imperious Antiguan woman.
It was impossible for me not to love her and love the things that are wonderful about her and also hate the things that are not so wonderful about her. I mean, she actually just sort of inspires very strong feelings in everyone, and in me, the strongest.
Jamaica Kincaid's mother returns again and again in Kincaid's stories, and not in the most flattering light. Kincaid's first published fiction was a story in which a young girl is given a series of instructions by her mother.
This is how you set a table for lunch. This is how you set a table for breakfast. This is how to behave in the presence of men who don't know you very well, and this way they won't recognize immediately the slut I have warned you against becoming.
Jamaica Kincaid says her friends and family back in Antigua are baffled at what she does.
They would have understood it better if I had been a cricketer. The world's greatest cricketer at the moment is a man from Antigua named Vivian Richards. And if I had done that, that would have been understood. Or if I had been Madonna or something, that would have been understood.
Kincaid says that in writing, she's her own psychiatrist.
Trying to find meaning in the world, really, through the small events in my own life.
Jamaica Kincaid has published 4 books, the most recent a novel called Lucy, the story of a determined young woman from Antigua who makes a new life in America. A Plume paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.